Hello, everybody. It is Tulio, and this is the Weight Down, Life Up podcast. A podcast that talk about my weight loss journey, just an average guy trying to lose a significant amount of weight. On these podcasts, we will talk to experts, talk to trainers, talk to just your average people that are on the same journey, whether trying to lose weight, gain weight, or sometimes just trying to live a healthier lifestyle altogether and a healthier mindset overall. But today, on this episode, episode number two, we are going to talk about self-care and self-love. And on today's broadcast, on today's podcast, if you will, the lovely, the formerly known as to me, the intern Laura, she used to intern with us at a radio station here in Detroit. And so we became friends over the years, and she was on a little bit of a weight loss journey herself, but I can do talking tons about her, but I'd rather just have her introduce herself. Laura, thanks for coming on the show.
Tulio, thank you so much for having me. I am honored. I am so honored. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being so honored.
Oh, geez.
So, you know, I was thinking about this week. I'm like, man, what am I going to talk about this week? You know, I've got, you know, planned interviews coming up, you know, with the nutritionist and with trainers and stuff like that. Yeah. But this week was kind of open. I'm like, man, what am I going to talk about? So I thought to myself, you know, today I posted on Instagram and on Facebook today about, you know, self-care and self-love and just making sure that you are your biggest fan. You are your own friend, because sometimes really that's all you have. And you really have to take care of yourself and treat yourself right. And really, you know, continue being positive to yourself, because really that sometimes is half the battle. So without further ado, I figured I'd talk to you because, you know, you're always pumping me up and you're always full of positivity. And, you know, I'll get random messages from you saying like, oh man, you know, you got to do this. You got to do that. You are so good. You are so, and it just, it pumps me up. So I figured I'd share that with the rest of the world and have you on.
Golly.
Yeah. And have you on. So we'll talk about that. I'll let you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself and what you've gone through and tell us about your story about where, on how you've gotten to where you are today, which by the way, I've, you know, just checking out your, looking over your Facebook and your Instagram, you've lost an enormous amount of weight. It was amazing. It was awesome. You look great. Yeah. And you are kicking ass at this. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you're an inspiration to me. But honestly, I look at people like you and a bunch of other people that are inspiration to me to keep this going. So tell me a little bit. Let's tell the world about Laura.
That's really casual. No. Okay. So, hi, I'm Laura. I am 31. I live in the Metro Detroit area. And, I have basically had a very interesting relationship with food my entire life. Not always in the best way, and normally very just haphazard, I guess, about how I viewed food. And, you know, and I've been through all those like, oh, sugar is bad, toxins are bad, this is bad. And I was like, well, what's good? What can I eat?
Right.
You know what I mean? And so, you know, so between needing to understand nutrition, just like the basics, man, between that and then falling in love with lifting, specifically powerlifting, I love powerlifting. And so between those two things, I started gaining more and more knowledge about both nutrition and lifting. I started, you know, becoming really interested in like biomechanics and how like, if you just tilt your wrist in like just a small little angle, you'll remove shoulder pain from like a very specific lift. And I learned that. I was like, wow, that is so cool. And then of course, learning nutrition, which, you know, you could fuel your body for these big lifts. And then as I realized like, okay, I can do this, you know, with the help from some amazing people that I've worked with. I can name a few. Amanda Howell Health has helped me a lot. So yeah, with powerlifting and then learning nutrition, I came to the realization that I can actually do some fat loss, not weight loss. There's a difference. Fat loss with learning these two things. And I learned that if you're lifting more, you have to eat more.
Absolutely.
Which is, I mean, you know, you have to, there's certain things that you know, are more nutritionally packed, But if you want to keep fueling those muscles and keep making bigger muscles, you need to feed them. And I was like, well, I think I just found my match. This was a match made in heaven.
It's a match made in a weird, smelly place, but it was match made.
It was in a weird, smelly, weird place. But damn it, Tulio, it worked. And, you know, I just sort of fell in love with it. And, of course, there are days that aren't so great in the gym. There are days that aren't so great when it comes to nutrition. But overall, I've got a pretty, you know, a pretty decent handle on it. And that's all you really need. It's just a decent handle. No one's asking you for perfection. Just be decent.
No, you know, and it's and I, that's what I've talked about in the last podcast was about consistency. You know, as long as you stay consistent with it, you can have your off days. You can have your, you know, cheat days or cheat meals or whatever. It's not, you know, as long as you get back into the routine and never give up, it's you're always like I you know me. I end every one of my posts saying that, you know, never looking or not looking back and always keep moving forward. And it's true. I take that as a mantra, is like, is that's up to, you know, to life period. It's like, you have to keep moving forward and stay consistent.
Yeah. It's so true. It's so true. And like that, it doesn't even matter. Like, so for example, and you can look at my Instagram,
which quick plug, by the way, what's your Instagram? Go ahead.
I am LRose_Vestrand.
And that's VESTRAND.
Correct.
Awesome.
That's me.
Awesome. So continue, please. I just want to give you a quick plug.
Oh, yeah. Oh, geez. Thanks. So yeah, it just takes all these little tiny things. And like, for example, today I'm furthering my relationship with food and I decided not to eat everything that was on my plate today. And it's just like, it sounds so like not a big deal to most people, but to people who have been like constantly trying to figure out this whole nutrition thing and maybe don't have the genetics that automatically just tell us when to stop, something like just as simple as that
right.
is huge.
Oh, absolutely.
So like it's giant. And I'm sure people are like, oh, congratulations, you didn't finish your burger. Like that's every other day for me. It's like, well, not, you know, that's a pretty big deal for me.
No, so, and it really, you know, honestly, it can be because it's your, you know, everybody has a different relationship with food and everybody has a different, you know, and so, well, I think I saw it earlier. It was your, today was official day. You weren't part of the Clean Plate Club, correct?
Yeah, that's right. It's called the, like, I didn't make that up. It was coined from another, person that I follow. So it's not, that's not me, but she talks about how we need to stop being the Clean Plate Club. Like, let's stop forcing, for example, our children to eat all their food when they're not hungry. Like when they want to stop eating, they'll stop eating. And that's okay. They don't need to eat everything on their plate because you're kind of potentially, and I don't know the long case study of this, could be telling your kids to eat everything. But for something like this, where you're kind of having to unlearn those deep psychological things, it takes a while to get rid of. So I'm happy that I did that.
You know, it's funny because I come from an Italian background, and I believe you come from a Jewish background, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, you know, obviously food is a main portion of our life, if you will. And, no matter how full I was, my grandma always told me, manja, you know, you skin and bones. And I was not skin and bones, but it was.
What are you talking about, grandma?
Oh yeah. No. And like, you see the memes out there, like, you know, the grandma, I'm hungry. And then all of a sudden she's just like on a, you know, going 80 miles an hour down the highway. And it's so true though. Because it's like my grandma, if she, I mean, and you know, we always went over to her house on Sunday dinners, and if I could be the fullest I ever was, I'm like, I can't even manja, what's the matter, you on? You know, it's just, it was part
that
of our culture.
So happy.
You know, and it's, but
I know,
it's so true. Yes. And
it's
I think it's pretty, you know, it's pretty much a part of almost every culture, you know, especially from culture, European cultures and you know, German cultures and Jewish culture, you know, it's all part of that, just that overseas, you know, the American culture is just, you know, sometimes we just eat, and it's all junk. I mean, granted, you know, when we were eating all that stuff on the Sunday dinners, it wasn't junk, you know, it was lots of vegetables and lots of fruits and lots of the, and so, you know,
right. But it's still overeating.
Exactly.
It's still overeating, and you could overeat, and granted it's hard to do this, but you could overeat on carrots. That's totally possible. Would I choose to overeat on a carrot? Probably not. You know, it's possible. It doesn't matter like what the food really is. If you're going to overeat, you're going to go over, you know, your caloric threshold, if you will, and you'll gain a little extra, you know, a little extra something. So,
well, yeah. And your toilet might look a little different if you overeat on carrots, but
might,
you know,
it might look, I mean, yeah. I mean, your skin might turn a little orange, but that's fine. It's called a tan. What?
Wait, what? No, what? No.
What? What happened?
All right. So now that we have your background, we must have been on the same wavelengths today, because today I posted about self-love and self-care. And, you know, I thought, I'm like, man, you know, when I was doing this podcast, I'm like, who can I talk about that with? Yeah, I think Laura would be the person. And, you know, I'll kind of read verbatim what I was saying earlier. I was saying life gets a lot easier when you are your own best friend. So don't forget about you out there, and don't be too hard on yourself either. There are plenty of others that will do both of these things for you. Remember, there's absolutely nothing selfish about self-care. If you don't take good care of yourself, then you can't take good care of anyone else, because we can't give what we don't have. Treat yourself right and you'll be life-giving to others. We always worry about everything below the shoulders, but honestly, we always forget everything above the shoulders. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about today.
Yeah. Oh, this is such a timely conversation, Julio. So I actually recently, within like the past month or two, had like a total epiphany about self-care. Truthfully, it was from one of those Facebook posts that get shared like thousands of times.
Of course.
And it was a really long fucking post. Like, usually posts like that are basically a novel, I'm like, whatever. Like, I don't have time to read this. But I read this one, and thank goodness I did, Julio, because this post inspired me and really just brought self-care down to basics.
Really?
And there's a huge industry right now all about self-care, and it has to do with like bath bombs and like scheduling a mani-pedi and like doing all this other shit. And you know what this post said to do, Julio?
What's that?
It said to take care of your damn self. Like, don't like stop with the bath bombs. Maybe make sure that you brush your teeth twice a day.
Okay.
Maybe make sure that you bring in the mail twice a week. It's literally like, we in America, I think, because we are so go, we forget to do all of these very tiny things that we were quite literally taught to do by our parents or grandparents or anyone. You know, we were taught to do things like brush your teeth twice a day, take a shower. Do those little tiny things for yourself. But because things like depression happen, depression plus anxiety, plus working crazy hours at work, plus every single thing, it can be kind of easy to let yourself slide. And it's not just like hygiene. It could be anything from, you know, putting the dishes away. It can be something as simple as cleaning your nightstand. Those, or cleaning your room or doing your laundry. Those things are self-care. And we've forgotten that. But the truth is when you take care of those things, you feel better. You know, you cross it off your list of things to do and you feel better because you took care of something that was yours. It was your self-care. You took care of yourself. I like to think of it as being your own babysitter, except you're a 10-year-old, right?
Right. So
what does a 10-year-old, if a 10-year-old is having a really bad depression or anxiety or both day, and the 10-year-old doesn't want to get up and brush their teeth before bed, as a babysitter, you're going to tell that 10-year-old to get up and brush their teeth. They're going to fight you. They're going to say, no, I don't want right. to. Well, I'm so warm and comfortable in bed. It's like, no, get up, brush your teeth. Then you can go back to bed. And sometimes we need to do that. And that's okay. But to me, that is self-care. It's just taking care of that stuff. And because after you do that, you just feel better. You just feel so much better. And then sure, yeah, fuck yeah, go buy a bath bomb. But you know, make sure you're doing all that other stuff first. You know, don't spend money on a mani-pedi if that's just going to be like 30 seconds of joy. Take care of yourself. And that can come in all different kinds of ways. And yeah, so that's how I feel about self-care. That's where I'm at with that.
That's
your, something else for self-love.
Okay, from Laura's version of self-love and self-care.
So yeah, well that was self-care.
Self-care. Oh, I'm sorry.
I could now get into.
Let's
that
go.
That was just self-care.
So that's Laura's version of self-care. Sorry. Now we go on to self-love, because self-care. And you know, honestly though, I mean, all joking aside, that it really is true, mm-hmm. because you know, there are times where I'm like, I have so many things to do. I have like a task of things, and it really piles on you. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you, mm-hmm. when you're not taking care of those things, you do, your anxiety kicks in, and all of a sudden you're like,
yep.
your depression kicks in. Cause it's like, oh man, I have so much to do. Yep. And I still have to make it to the gym and still have to get, you know, yep. I still have to make dinner and mm. What do I have to eat for dinner? Is it going to be healthy or is it going to be something crappy? Yep. You know? And then you're like, okay, well, I'll eat crap tonight because I got a lot, but I'm going to clean up, you know, I'm going to clean up my bathroom, yeah. but I'm going to eat like crap. You know,
and it's
like,
good.
Yeah. And you're kind of swapping things here, but at the same time, you're like,
yeah.
but then you freak out the next day. Like, oh man, what did I, you know? So if you're right, if you don't kind of start checking off those things off your list, it's just going to pile up and pile up and pile up, and it's going to clutter your brain. And really you're right. It's that self-care. It's just the simple things. I mean, yes, I have a mind of a 10-year-old sometimes, but
I think we all do, and that's okay.
Yeah. But for other things, maybe if it just, you know, cause I'm an immaturity level, but I'm a guy, I can get away with it. But but you know, but you're right. It's so true about just kind of checking those things off your list, and really, you know, and it doesn't have to be big things. It can just be cleaning your room or cleaning the bathroom or just organizing things in your life, like, you know, that pile of bills you have mm-hmm. over there. Just kind of, you know, I always say, like, just take it one small step at a time and one just little task at a time. You know, don't take on the whole world at once, because you will fail every single time, because you will never get to that end goal, which you want to be, because you're always constantly worried about all this other stuff. If you can make small, and this goes with self-care, if you can make small attainable goals, you know, just like the cleaning of the bathroom or organizing that pile of papers or bills you have over there, you know, that self-care, you're decluttering your mind, because you're decluttering your mind of all that junk that you have to do. And then all of a sudden, boom, you can do it. And it's like, okay, well, now I can concentrate a little bit more on eating healthier. Now I can concentrate a little bit more on getting that mani-pedi, or, you know, buying the bath bomb and soaking in a tub, you know? So yeah, you're totally right. I totally agree with you on that. So now we've talked about self-care. Let's talk about self-love, because I know you definitely have a lot to say about this, because I've seen a lot of posts on your Instagram and Facebook about self-love. So again, I'm going to let you take the reins on this one, because, you know, I've taken a bit of advice from some of your posts. There are some things I can't do as a man, but you know, there's, you know, I can try really hard, but you know, it's just sometimes it just doesn't really work out. So, I'll let you take the reins on this one. So let's talk about your self-love and self, you know, basically how you get to the point where you are.
Yeah, man. All right. Okay. So self-love. Truth be told, self-love takes work. It takes time. And you're not all of a sudden just going to wake up tomorrow and be like, snap, do like the little finger snap gun into the mirror and say, I love me. That doesn't happen. Like, I wish, but I'm trying to do like the finger snap. Yeah.
Like that.
And be like, I love me. But like, it takes work. And for me, I'm going to give a very specific posts that I'm really plugging myself on Instagram today.
That's what this interview turned into. It's just a plug. It's all about Laura. Come on. No, I didn't really, but you know, it
is. Instagram. What's that? Thought of me.
Now, what's Instagram? LRose_Vestran.
LRose_Vestran. Oh, God. I'm going to hide somewhere. No, this was a post probably from like a year ago. I came to the realization that my body type, right, it's short and it's kind of stocky. And I had a moment where I don't know what I was doing. I was probably just like walking or something. I don't know. And I realized, like, damn, Laura, you're never going to be a supermodel body. But then I realized that's really totally fine. I don't want to be a supermodel body.
Right.
My body, the one that I have, that, you know, all natural baby,
right,
is meant for lifting. Like, my body is set up truly is like, it's meant for muscle. Like, if I'm pretty sure that, this was the hunter gatherers, I would be the lady in the tree grabbing the berries, you know, while all the other ladies are gathering on the ground. I'm the one in the tree.
Right.
Going, like, hey, found the best ones up here. I'm going to take them.
Or in your case, you're tearing down the tree.
I'm tearing, or that. I'm just taking branches and I'm just fucking. but like that's, but you know, that's what I am. And I have this really like cool thought and feeling that that's what my body is meant for. And
no, absolutely.
I love it. I love it. I love even. And I think this is something that a lot of people get confused by. Although I am trying to lose fat, I still love my body the way it is.
No, and as you should.
Like, I mean, it doesn't, just because someone's trying to lose fat doesn't automatically mean that they hate their body. Because I have self-love, and my self-love is more than my body anyways. My self-love is my rockin' personality.
You're so humble.
I'm so humble.
Your rockin' personality.
My rockin' personality, man. But no, I mean, like, that's the thing is, you know, again, I hope I'm not going into it on a tangent here, but we put a whole lot of emphasis in like how we look, but like, what about, and I know that this takes a lot of time, and I'm sure that this will just kind of go over a lot of people's heads, but really think about it. What if every single time you looked in the mirror and you said, ugh, you know, I wish I can see my collarbone. What if instead of, as soon as you realize you say that, you switch it, a conscious switch to say something nice about yourself? And it might not have anything to do with your body. It doesn't have to.
No, you're absolutely right.
Right? I mean, well, thank you. But like, that's self-love. And once, I mean, it takes work. And obviously, like I said, you're not going to just finger snap and say, I love you. But like, you know, it's just something that takes time. But as you practice it, you know, you start building a really good relationship with yourself. And I mean, I'm still on the road to self-love. I haven't figured it all out. I still have days where I'm like, damn, sure do wish I had a size 32 waist, which I don't know if that will ever happen, because I don't know if like physically, like I said, my body just isn't shaped that way. Not sure if that's actually like would look right. But, you know, it's just a process.
It really is. It truly is a process, because you're just, you know, you're constantly thinking about you're the one that sees yourself in the mirror every day. You know what I mean? So not everybody else sees you every single day. They don't see, you know, they don't see you taking a shower every single day. You know, maybe your husband, maybe, but you know, but not, hey, you know, but you know, but like people like that follow you on Instagram, follow me on Instagram, you know, they don't see us every day. And so we have that look every day of just like, oh man, you know, so you're constantly self-conscious about yourself. And so, you know, to get that self-love going, sometimes it really, you know, it takes more effort than, it's like a battle almost, some battle going on in your head every day, because you have to get yourself out of that mindset of like, I need to be this way. You know, I always say, like, you know, don't compare your chapter one and other people's chapter 15. And,
oh God, yeah.
You know, and it's like my doctor once told me that, you know, you're never going to be, you know, I don't really want to be. I don't want to be the guy with, like, a, you know, a tiny little waist that my girlfriend can wear her pants.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's not right. I mean, I'm single, but I'm just saying, like, if I had a girlfriend.
Just throwing that out there.
But, you know, like, a girlfriend with a small waist, I don't want to be able to fit in her pants. You know what I mean? Like, that's right. Not the way it should be. I mean, look, I see a lot of weightlifters out there that have very small waists, and that's, you know, look, that's fine. That's your thing. That's just not me. I'm not built that way, and everybody's built differently. I understand that, but,
and
you know,
there's all different kinds of weight training too. I mean,
No, you're right. And it's, you know, it's just for me, it's like, I see, you know, you see it in the gym constantly. So you're constantly comparing yourself to that. But my doctor always told me, she said, look, you're like a truck. You're a truck frame. So, you know, you're never going to be a compact car on a truck frame. Always going to be a truck. You can be a lean fit truck, but you're always going to be a truck. You know what I mean? So that was kind of put it into perspective.
Your doctor's smart.
I love my doctor.
That's
Dr. Schott. Give her a shout out. But I don't know her Instagram.
Dr. Schott.
Well, the U of M, I'm telling you, the U of M health system, amazing. But yeah, it's true. She put it in perspective. It's like, really, that was, it really put it in its perspective. Because I mean, like, I'm sitting there like, you know, am I ever going to get down? Like, no, you know, I'm always going to be a bigger person. And even when I played hockey back in the day, I was always the bigger guy. You know what I mean? But I was
you're on
fit.
Defense, man.
Well, no, you know, it's funny. I was a left wing. I was a forward. I was actually on offense.
Okay.
I was a forward. Yeah. But
but
that was the thing. I was always a bigger guy, but I could skate really fast. And that was the thing. I was lean and fit, you know, but I was always that bigger guy.
Yep.
So, you know, we have a society now of just this body image and body shaming, whether it's too big, too small. And, you know, look, you just have to be comfortable with yourself, healthy with yourself. And you truly have to love yourself. I mean, honestly, if you don't, I mean, because that's where it all begins. And in self-love and self-care, you know, whatever journey you're on, especially, you know, that journey you went on and the journey I'm currently on, you know, and it's an everyday battle. But you have to just, it all starts with everything above your shoulders. You have to get the right mindset. You have to want it. Not your doctor, not your boyfriend, not your girlfriend, not your husband, wife, whatever, your friends. You got to do it for you, plain and simple. And if you don't do it, I'm telling you, it's just going to be, you know, if you got to make it part of your daily routine. You have to make it part of your lifestyle to want this healthier lifestyle to be, you know, you can be. I mean, look at guys like, you know, you look at the WWE, you know, you got guys like the Big Show, 700 pounds, but he didn't look 700 pounds.
That
you know what I mean?
Wild.
But he's lean, fit, but he's gigantic. Yeah. You know what I mean? But, you know, he lost
muscles,
about 200.
Baby.
He lost, exactly. But he lost about 300, I think 300 pounds now, but he still looks gigantic. And, you know, but I'm saying everybody is built differently. So you cannot constantly compare yourself to all these other people, because like you said, you're like, I want to get down to this waist, but am I ever going to be down there? I don't know. But you know, am I happy with myself? Am I healthy? Am I at a healthy weight? Am I at a healthy mindset? That, you know, honestly, that's where you need to be.
Matters.
You know, don't worry about that damn scale. Forget the scale. It's just a number. So if you're constantly looking at the scale,
I don't even know how much I weigh.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I know what I weigh now. I didn't for a long time. And, you know, that got me in a bad spot, you know, because I just didn't, I always thought I was a little bit lighter. I'm like, oh, I got a little more room to grow. No, I didn't. I didn't have any room to grow. I was already at my limit. So, you know,
you're
back. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. But that's, you know, but that's the thing. It's like you, it all starts with everything above your shoulders in your head. That's where you need to be right. Because honestly, if that's not right, nothing else is going to matter. No matter how you can spend hours and hours and hours at the gym. And honestly, it's not going to do you any good if your head's not straight. It really won't.
You know what? I want to challenge anyone who is listening to this today or whenever they're listening to this.
Right.
That entire day, I want you to listen to your inner monologue for a day. And it might take some getting used to, because I think a lot of people just don't really pay attention when they say things to themselves in the mirror. I know I actually didn't until one day I actually made a conscious effort to listen to what my inner dialogue was saying And I was saying some mean shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
And like, these are all like little passing thoughts that you really don't realize you're thinking. But once you're paying attention to it, you're like, oh my God, like I am so mean to myself. And so I want to anyone who's listening to pay attention to that inner monologue and see if you find yourself nitpicking yourself. And if you do, reverse it. Make a conscious reversal of what you just said. Do say it in the opposite tone. And I guarantee, like, doing that, as silly and dumb as it sounds, will actually start changing the way you think and, like, the way you feel about yourself. There's some psychology in it. I'm sure you will get into all of that in the...
We will. Yeah, absolutely. We will definitely get into that in a future episode with the mental health episode. But, you know, you're 100% right. Because if you, I mean, again, you change your mindset, you're going to change your lifestyle. Because if you constantly are negative about yourself, and look, self-deprecation to a certain degree is actually very, you know, can be healthy. Because sometimes I'd rather laugh at myself before I have anybody else to have a chance to laugh at me. You know what I mean? So basically, with that being said, it's like, you know, you're, like I said, you're changing, when you change your mindset and you constantly, like you said, reversal. If you're just so small, like it could just be one thing, you know, like every time you get that thought, just be like, boom, no, I'm gonna, no, you know, I'm too fat. No, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm at a healthy weight right now, or I'm working towards getting healthier. You know, everything you think is yep. negative, just, you know, constantly, I guess, no, don't look back. You know, again, this kind of comes full circle of not looking back and just keep moving forward. You know, it may not be the way you want to be right now. And honestly, it may take a year, it may take 10 days, it may take 2 years, whatever it takes, as long as you're consistent, as long as you're moving forward, as long as you have that positive mindset and just slowly getting rid of those negative thoughts. You're not going to kill, like you said, in your words, you're not going to snap overnight. You're not. It's just, it's going to take some time.
I wish.
It's really going to take some time. And, you know, just the simple, small things you can do, no matter what you're doing, whether it's losing weight or just trying to get healthier in your mind, you just have to take those small steps one by one by mm-hmm. one. Because honestly, those steps will add up to stories, and stories will add up to, you know, to just multiple floor. And you're just going to keep going and going and going and going. And it's really going to work for you.
It's a beautiful thing.
It really is.
It's a beautiful thing.
It really is.
It just, I mean, I cannot emphasize enough how reversing your negative self-talk is important. Like, it sounds so stupid, but it's about the neural pathways and all of that stuff, all of the nitty gritty brain stuff. And it's very important, and it does work. And it sounds silly when you say it, like, say, if you say, man, I'm too fat, and say, no, I'm not fat. I know that sounds like it wouldn't work, but over time it does.
But you are what you put out in the world. You know what I mean? And if you're constantly telling yourself that I'm fat, I'm ugly, this, you're going to seem that way to everybody else because you attract the negativity. You know, negative attracts negative. Mm-hmm. I mean, it may not, I'm not sure in science terms that's true, but, you know, I know they say opposites attract.
It's energy,
but it's energy. But honestly, I you know, energy. We joke about that sometimes, but honestly, it's true. I really do believe that if it's the positive energy you put out in the world, you're going to get that positive mm-hmm. energy back. It's going to come back to you tenfold because if you're constantly just saying the negative things and negative outlooks on everything, you're going to have negative results and negative people following you and negative people always around you and surrounding you. And you're never going to get out of that mindset.
It's true. And I want to make sure that this goes for people who aren't just trying to lose fat. This could be for people who are trying to put on muscle too.
Right.
And so they might look at their arms and go, oh my gosh, like my arms are so small. And then you can flip that and say, actually, my arms are a very normal size for someone my age. And I'm working on them.
Right.
That's,
I mean,
that's a flip
again,
right there.
Exactly. Just flip your thinking and flip it to a positive mindset.
Yep.
Because honestly, right there, that honestly is the key to just self-love, is just having that positive mindset. And I always, like I said today in the post, I go, you know, we always worry about everything below the shoulders, but we never, like, we pretty much always forget about what's above the shoulders. And It's so true. I mean, you have, like I said, you got to get that mindset right. Got to get that self-care, self-love, self-everything to really just move forward and stay consistent.
That's right, sir.
Hell yeah.
True words have never been spoken.
Well, Laura, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, coming on the podcast. I enjoy following your journey, and I appreciate your support on my journey. And, you know,
a quick
plug again, L Rose, LROSE _ Vestrand, VESTRAND. You can find her on Instagram. Yeah. She's constantly posting stuff, posting, you know, I've seen workouts on there. I've seen the food you eat. I've seen just it's just positive. It's positive energy and you're putting out in the world. And so give her a follow.
Thank you.
She, you know, she really is. She really takes this craft seriously and, you know,
love it.
And, you know, like, just like you took radio seriously when you were doing radio with us, honestly, it seems like you've kind of taken that energy and turned it into fuel for yourself.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me, dude. Like when I found out that you were going to do a podcast, I was on you.
Oh yeah. You were one of the first on me. You said you were just like, I got ideas. I got this. I got that. All right, let's do it. We need to sit down. I'm like, whoa, calm down. I don't even have microphones yet. Calm down.
I was like, listen, you need to contact a nutritionist. I think I have someone you can contact.
I'm like, okay. All right. Yeah. I'll get back to you in a few weeks.
So for you to finally choose me, honestly, and I love this stuff. I really do. I love the human body is so cool.
It really is.
And the human mind is so cool. So like this shit just like, I love it.
And
so
again,
thank you.
And again,
thank
you know, you. And again, you're very welcome. And thank you. And again, you know, she's not a doctor. She's not an expert.
Nope.
She's just an average person like me who's going through a journey. And honestly, that's what this show is about. You know, especially the interview parts, I'm just interviewing just people that, you know, yeah, we are going to interview professionals and we're going to interview trainers and nutritionists. But, you know, a majority of the show, I want to be for the average person, the person that's going, you know, whether you're just starting a journey, whether you're, you know, ending the journey and you just don't have your head straight yet, or if you're, you know, you're right in the middle of a journey, whatever it is. And whether it's for, like you said, weightlifting, whether it's losing weight, gaining weight, whatever you need to do. Again, you know, we're just average people doing a show here and we're talking just like you and I would ever, you know, talk in a production room at the radio studio. So, you know what I mean? So with that being said, I thank you so much for sharing your journey, sharing your thoughts and everything on self-love and self-care. And like I said, give her a follow on Instagram at LRose, LROSE _ Vestrand, VESTRAND, Instagram. And I'm telling you, give her a follow. Yeah. And also you can follow me at Weight Down Life Up. Also on Facebook at Weight Down Life Up. Thank you, Laura, so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tulio. It was so great to hear from you and chat with you all about all this stuff. It's my favorite.
Oh, well, you were too kind, Laura. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast and sharing your story and your success. Every Wednesday, we will drop a new episode. And be sure to subscribe and like and rate, whatever you got to do, just come and hang out with us. It's the Weight Down Life Up podcast. I appreciate everybody listening, everybody for your support, and everybody have a great day. I will talk to you next time.